My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company?
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. And what a fantastic program we got in store for you, and thank you folks for pulling up a stool. We talk with Chief Economist of the National Federation of Independent Business, Bill Dunkelberg. He gives an overview of the economy and how small business is still the engine that's powering the country. Plus, nationally recognized motivational speaker, national anthem singer, and author, Mark J. Lindquist. Plus, his business manager, Jared Bai, and we talk about how failing actually makes you more successful. Dr. Lauren Scott recaps the Doha meeting and why North American shale plays are going to be in trouble raising capital in 2016 and possibly 2017. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, American Entrepreneur, we talk with Brian Lash, the founder of Target Logistics.
Okay, well, how far back do you want me to go? To my days in college looking for a way out of medical school?
That sounds pretty good to me. No, how did you come up with the idea for this?
Okay, so I was on my way to medical school. Got disenchanted. Wanted to really be a businessman. And wanted to be in a business that let me do the two things that I love the most, which is sports and travel. So I started a sport travel company, and that was in 1978. I was 21 years old. I had $3,800 and ran the business out of my apartment. Started off doing ski tours in the winter and teaching tennis in the summer, and then started going year-round with adventure travel, whitewater rafting, golf, scuba, sailing. And then got into the special event travel business, working for the Orange Bowl, taking all the teams to the football game, the bands for the parade, the tennis players for the Rolex Junior Tennis Tournament. And that from the Orange Bowl, I got to work full-time, I was the exclusive tour and travel operator for Florida State, did all their sports travel. And then from there, started doing special events like Woodstock and Olympic Games. And as my involvement in the Olympic Games got bigger, and it was all, for me, about scalability. I started not doing individuals to the Olympics, but started handling countries, Denmark, Norway, huge corporations like Motorola, and finally, the U.S. government. So started working a lot with security. And come the aftermath of 9/11, Target Logistics housed thousands of federal agents that were brought in to lock down Salt Lake against another invasion. Thousands of U.S. military also to protect the Olympics from terrorism. While that was going on, we were also invited to bid on projects in Iraq. And we won a very large project in Iraq to build and operate a man camp for 2,200 soldiers. And we operated for the DOD in Basra during the second Iraq invasion. Had that for a number of years. Simultaneously, figured if we're doing it in a war zone, three quarters of the way around the world, we could certainly do it for Hess and Halliburton. And I was continuing my Olympic work, built a very large but temporary city for Olympic security in Whistler for the Vancouver Olympic Games, where the Alpine venues were. It slept 1,700 people. It was only operable for 70 days. Halliburton came and saw it while it was up and being used for Olympic security and said, we want that building, because it was built for extreme weather conditions and it was very efficient. It took up a small footprint. It was tall. It was multiple stories, made of 185 8x40 containers. We moved that here to Williston, North Dakota in April of 2010, immediately after the Olympics ended in March. And that was our first asset here in North Dakota.
Was Williston?
Was Williston. But oddly, even though the whole camp, the lodge, was brought to Williston in April, we opened another lodge first that was made of more traditional modular projects, which today is called our Williston North Lodge. So that opened first. The Halliburton facility, now called the Muddy River Lodge, opened second. And in 2010, I was sitting right here. I had a booth at this show and was literally writing orders sitting at my booth. My whole life I spent trying to sell people on my products and services, but it was very rare that there was ever a line to sign contracts with me. And that's what was happening in 2010. I already had Halliburton as a client. Thank God, they're the greatest folks. Then we landed some other illustrious clients like Hess, and did a great job, and word spread, and we became the dominant player in our industry, not only in the Bakken, but in the United States in a matter of 3-4 years. So,
to listen to the full-length interview with Brian Lash, or to listen to other American Entrepreneur features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
And here's to carrying the weight of the world. And here's to screaming, yeah, never being heard. And here's to not letting this moment pass.
United Frac, a reputation for the best quality new and used frac tanks. United Frac prides themselves in selling only the highest quality oil field equipment. United Frac has the largest frac tank inventory in North America. This includes new and pre-owned tanks. Contact a salesman today. Discover why United Frac sells more tanks in a week than competitors do in a year. Call toll-free 866-513-0565 or go to unitedfrac.com. That's United Frac.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Well, here's one I have to play on cruise ships all the time. Yeah, here's one I play on cruise ships. I have to play this song on cruise ships.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with the world-famous piano player, Piers Marini.
Well, you know, when I was on the cruise ships, one time I was playing requests with this couple. I played requests, and he's a little demanding, that's okay. And the wife said to me, the last day coming into New York Harbor, the wife says, you know, I want to tell you something. My husband is dying of cancer. And we decided to take, he wanted to take a trip on the ship. Here we are. And you made his trip. Thank you very much. I never forgot that. I didn't know his story. I was me talking to him. We joked off. But I know he was dying of cancer. You never know. So in other words, you got to be real.
You got to be real.
And I'm real. I'm not trying to put an act on. That's me.
You know, sometimes people just want to be treated real.
That's right. That's right. You know, Jason, you got to figure, I'm being me. Most piano players won't, they just play. And because they have a small repertoire, they can't take requests.
To listen to the full-length interview with Piers Marini or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.